Listener Production.
Hello, Matt Layton with you. A strike force has been established to investigate a fatal double shooting in Sydney southwest. Two women died from gunshot wounds last night at Revesby. Three burnt-out cars were found nearby, with police looking into whether they're linked to the attack. A fire in a 37-storey building in the Sydney CBD has forced the evacuation of 500 people. Seven crews were called to put out the blaze on the eighth level of the Pitt Street block. Tens of thousands of extra skilled workers could arrive from overseas under a federal government plan. Labor is expected to increase our migration intake from next year to fill chronic labor shortages. The peak union body isn't ruling out supporting the move, although ACTU President Michelle O'Neill doesn't want to see local workers miss out on jobs.
Well, we've just got to make sure that these shortages are real, because sometimes bosses say there's a shortage when it's really they're not prepared to pay fair wages and conditions. So let's make sure it's an independently verified shortage.
The Victorian opposition is promising free public transport for healthcare workers if it wins the November election. Leader Matthew Guy says eligible staff would save more than $7,000 over the three-year scheme. And the agent for Salman Rushdie says the author has been taken off a ventilator. He was rushed to hospital after being attacked at a New York writers' festival. The suspect has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. Jarman Impey runs out for his 150th match when Hawthorn takes on Richmond this afternoon.
No, feeling good, feeling excited. It's going to be good having, you know, friends and family there playing at the MCG. Hopefully the boys can get a win, which would be nice. But no, just looking forward to running out there and finishing off the year strong.
Today's other games see Sydney tackling Collingwood at the SCG. Then Essendon clashes with Port Adelaide at Marvel Stadium. And Wallabies captain James Slipper has blasted his side's performance. They were thrashed by Argentina 48-17.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.